What kinds of things might you grow? Do you have in your yard?
Do I have a garden?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What kinds of things do you grow?
That's one of my favorite things to do is growing things. I refuse to eat them, but I grow them.
All right.
We grow tomatoes, corn, broccoli is one of the things we do better with, onions, radishes. What else? Occasionally we've even had peanuts. We had soybeans one year, beans of all varieties, zucchini, all types of winter squash.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the kinds?
Of winter squash?
Yeah.
There's acorn, Hubbard, butternut. I guess those are the main ones.
All right.
There's one called Turk's Turban.
Is that right? What is that like?
It's orange. It's orange, and then sort of where the seeds grow, where that part pushes out, that is green and orange and white.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks, I guess, like a Turk's Turban.
I've never seen that. But how big is your lot?
That we live on?
Yeah.
It's an acre.
Uh-huh. And so you have how much?
Well, and then my grandparents live next door, and there's a portion between our
mm-hmm.
places. We call it that the middle piece, and that's about, I guess, 2 acres. And of that, when I was growing up, we always had about an acre of that in garden.
Is that a family term, or is that a
middle piece?
Yes.
I think that's, it must be a family term.
You don't know of other. Do you know of anyone else? Anyone else?
I don't know anyone else who has the fortune or the misfortune to live that close to their relatives.
You don't know anybody else who uses the term middle piece. You don't know the term middle piece outside of that. Are there middle pieces in?
I'm not sure. It seems like a fairly good term. Although if I were to say it to most people in Utah, just as people here, they
mm-hmm.
would probably not understand.
So the things you've been describing to me are all different kinds of.
Vegetables.
Yeah. Now, how about you mentioned this before, is something you might store in the cellar.
Well, potatoes, we grow those.
In your garden?
Mm-hmm.
What kind?
I think we had better luck with the red ones, the Pontiacs, rather than the russets.
What are the russets sometimes called?
White potatoes, or I don't know.
Well, do the terms Irish potatoes or Idaho potatoes mean anything?
Not really.
You don't use those terms.
Even though we're so close to Idaho, maybe
yeah.
that's why.
Maybe,
oh,
yeah.
Burbank potatoes. We occasionally use that
mm-hmm.
because that's the seed stock variety.
I see. And you really use anything else? What do they grow up there in? Maybe in Utah, they also in Wyoming though, in northern Wyoming and in Idaho.
Wheat.
Something else. Well, but something another kind of a row crop.
Beans.
What kinds?
Red beans, pinto beans, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Navy beans. All varieties. Not so much in Wyoming, but in Idaho.
How about the long ones?
String beans?
Yeah.
No, we don't grow those.
Not at all.
We've grown those, but
mm-hmm.
they don't.
That's what they're called, though. You don't call them anything else.
You see other names in the catalogs that we order from,
mm-hmm.
but they're called string beans.
How about green beans? You don't use that term?
Occasionally. I guess that's a term that's coming more into usage. Also snap beans, but we generally just call them string beans.
Mm-hmm. That's the southern invasion, the snap beans.
Yeah.
What about a bean? This is a bean you have to, when you take the bean, you...
Oh, shuck it?
Yeah, okay. Now, what